Monsanto describes itself as the good guy, a sustainable agriculture company that helps struggling farmers produce more food using fewer resources. But the truth behind the bright marketing campaign is, as always, far darker. Monsanto may make things easier for some farmers, but it does so at a price: public health and safety. The agribusiness company produces chemicals such as weed killer Roundup and genetically modified seeds like corn and soybeans that are conveniently immune to the chemicals it invents. Farmers can use both seed and chemical liberally to produce robust crops. The problem is they may be hazardous to your health. French scientists found that exposure to them, even at so-called safe levels, may be linked to tumors, liver damage, and even death. A more recent study links Roundup to increased incidences of cancer and Parkinson's. Our government has a pretty cozy relationship with Monsanto, and in March, Congress even snuck a provision into a bill designed to stop the looming government shutdown that made it legal for farmers to plant genetically modified seeds before they're deemed safe by the USDA. Why? It doesn't hurt that former Monsanto execs serve on regulatory agencies such as the FDA. On May 25th, an international effort is staged to make more people aware of Monsanto's dubious harvest. Protests are planned in 400 cities and counting, including one right here in Orlando starting at City Hall at 2 p.m. Even if you can't make it, maybe you should think twice before breaking out that Roundup.